Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Phyllis Moore.
Say, for instance, us. He told us specifically to go to Rhema. What if we'd have said, well, that's a good Bible school, but we like this one in Texas, or we like this one in Nebraska, or we like this one in Colorado, or we like this one in Florida. Would that have been going through the straight gate?
No.
You understand?
Yes.
Making the decision, enter into the straight gate. It's not our choice sometimes. You know, don't let the devil talk you out of what God told you. And you know just as well as you know your name when God told you something. And you open that gate and you do what? You take a big giant leap and go through it and don't ever look back. Because all the things that you're wanting is through this gate. They're not back there. If we'd have stayed back there, we wouldn't have had all those cars. Do you understand that? And we never would have known it. We'd have been like all the people around us. We'd have thought, this is just the way life is. Woe is me. And we'd have been praying to God every other day, give us a new car, God. And we'd have been fixing the transmission in the one we had. When God has given us so many new cars. But we had to do something. We had to step through that straight gate that He told us to step through. And it's not always fun when your flesh doesn't want to do it. It's not always fun to leave mama and daddy and brother and sister and friends and family and jobs and everything that you know that you're supposed to do and do what God tells you to do. But that's a straight gate. Would you call that a straight gate? I thought it was pretty straight at the time. I cried in the car for 4 days because we didn't have the money to pay for anything and we couldn't eat. That was pretty straight, wasn't it? Let's keep reading that verse. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to what?
Destruction.
And many there be that go in therein. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to
life.
And few there are that find it. Why is there few that find it though? Because they didn't get showed it? Because they didn't put that. They didn't want to do. Have you ever known you were supposed to do something and what? There didn't want to do it, got ahead of. They knew they were supposed to do it. And so they took the wide path instead of the narrow one. And that's not funny. But it's what causes people to have so many failures in their lives. And then they try to say, oh God, oh God, oh God. And God is all the time trying to say, you know, oh Mike, oh Mike, oh Mike. I said the gate, go through the gate, come on. And he's trying his best. All I need you to do is get through that gate, get through that gate. Come on, get through the gate, get through the gate, get through the gate. And he is a shepherd, is he not?
Yes.
He's not going to kick you through that gate.
Amen.
And he's not going to grab you and drag you through that gate.
Amen.
And he's not going to make you go through that gate. He's going to show it to you and say, come on now. And you, everybody in here raised their hand when they said, I knew I was supposed to do something and I didn't do it. We all did. I raised both my feet and my hands and every one of my little fingers and toes. Because we've all done it. Everybody has missed it. But by the end of the night, you're going to be glad you came. You're going to be glad you came. Okay. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all that's written therein. For there's that word again. What's that word? Then. For then thou shalt make thy way what?
Prosperous.
And for there's that word again.
Then.
Then what? You'll have good success. Are there befores and afters with God? If you do this, then you're going to have good success. If you do this, then you'll have prosperity. Is that the way it works? Okay, let's read another one. Let's see, Genesis 39, 2 and 3 in the Amplified. I'm just going to read you a couple of these real quickly. You don't even have to turn to them. They'll put them up on the screen, but you may want to mark them. But the Lord was with Joseph, even though he was a slave, and was successful, a successful and prosperous man. And he was in the house of his Egyptian master, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to flourish and succeed in his hand. Why would that be? Because he obeyed the Lord and he put the Lord first.
Right.
I want to ask you a question, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but you know me, I'm just going to do it anyway. You remember several months ago, I taught on a Sunday morning, and I talked about us spending maybe 3 minutes with the Lord, and I had us to stop and do it. How many of you are still doing that? Maybe a fourth of the crowd. It's sad. But most people don't even have time to read their chapter every day, much less meditate therein all day long. And that's not talking about reading your Bible all day long, but it's looking to the Lord for what you should do next. And it's looking to the Lord for how you should go. And it's stopping and thinking, Lord, okay, what's my next thing I should do? But if you ask them what the name of the show is that's coming on tonight, what time? Who's the actors in it? What's their TV name? What's their real name? They can tell you. And they can tell you every episode and which ones they missed. Why? Because they've meditated on that. But meditating on that is not going to make their way prosperous and successful. If you put a scale up here and you weigh out which has done more, spending any time with the Lord or spending time with TVs or romance novels or TVs or books or TVs and the Lord. The Lord keeps going way, way, way down on the list. And about the only time there's anything from the Lord is I need. Then he comes way up when things go bad. And that's not the way the Lord intended it. It's not the way his plan is. And he's not, he knows what we have to do. And he's not standing there with a whip of pray, read, meditate. That's not what he means. And that's not anything about it. It means your heart. It means where's your heart most of the time? Where's your focus in your life? What have you given your life to? Where is the focal point of your life? Is the focal point of your life your kids, your grandkids? Is the focal point of your life your job? Or is the focal point of your life your God? Is it you're doing your job, but it's because of what you can do for your Lord when you do your job?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
At some point in our lives, we have to decide which it is. Okay, let's go on. Y'all didn't like that at all, but it's still the truth. It's still the truth. Okay, I'm going to tell you now about this next part that I told you I would tell you what the Lord told me in the Greater Faith Conference. I'm not against TV. Don't go out here and say I'm against TV. But, you know, it needs its right place in our lives, or it could be an idol. You know, I said it anyway. It's the truth. I'm going to try to explain this the very best way I know how. And the way that the Lord gave it to me. I don't like to change things up. I made the guys change the board, bless their heart, after they did it. And they're just so good to me. But what I saw was every person in life, every soul in life has a mission. And I don't know, and I've just been talking about TV shows, so I'm going to tell off on my own self, okay? That dumb show, Mission Impossible. Okay? It's kind of like this. I'll say it the best way I know how. If you are given a mission and you choose to accept the mission, then you get to hear what the mission is. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
That's the way it is with God. It's kind of like, that's the way he showed it to me. It's kind of like with him. I have a mission for you. Okay? So Cher is here. Okay, Cher, I had this mission for you. Do you choose to accept it? You don't know what it is. But you're going to accept it? You're going to accept it. Okay? Then he gives it to you. That's what he showed me. If you choose to accept it, then he'll give it to you. So that's the way I perceived it. Then what do we do with that mission after he gives it to us? That's exactly what happened with us with the school thing. You know, come. We didn't know what our mission was. That's when our mission started, is when we chose to go ahead and go there. Okay. So then I got this vision in my head. And instead of trying to explain you the vision, I had him, instead of you trying to dream it up, I had him to put it up here on the board. But I'll try to tell it to you the way it was. It was like, call it a road or a path or a direction or whatever. We start in that direction and it was going up. And we need to have any kind of equipment to do that mission. But there was nothing that was impossible. Everything was totally different. And everyone's mission was totally different. But no matter what the mission was, or what the tool was, or what the equipment was, it was there when you got ready to do the mission. That's what the Lord told me that night in the Greater Faith Conference. I just saw it. It just popped in my head that night while Keith was speaking.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.